Welcome to the CEO Hotline, the podcast for business owners and mamas who are ready to ditch the rule book when it comes to making money online. If you are ready to build more than just a small online business, then you are in the right place. Because over here, we are building movements and making massive impact in this world, the standard. I'm your host, Bella, your tough love, ride or die mentor, obsessed with helping business owners and mamas just like you build your business and bank account to multiple six figures cash and beyond with simple and sustainable business strategies. Over here, we believe every day is a good day to make money and building your business gets to be fun while simply being all of you. If you are ready for that too, grab your coffee or wine, mama, and let's dive in. What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 38. Hello. I hope you are all having a good day. It's a good day to make money. I'm so excited to sit here and chat with you guys. I love Monday because it means a new podcast and I have some juicy episodes lined up for you guys. So I hope y'all are ready. Let's dive in. We are going to be talking about how would you show up? How would you show up then? And by the end of this episode, you're going to be like, damn, how would I be showing up? And I'm super excited. So how would you show up? And we're going to just dive straight in, right? How would you show up if you knew that you would come out on top? How would you create content if you knew it was going to yield results? If you knew it was going to result in a dream client being that much closer to saying yes or saying yes, how would you show up to sell if you knew people would buy? How would you invest if you knew you'd make more than the monetary ROI, right? Like you knew the ROI in terms of the investment was like the minimum you were going to get. How would you take action if you knew you would win? If you knew you would win no matter what, would you be taking the action you are today? Like, honestly, like if you knew no matter what, you win, would you be taking the action you are today or would you be moving a little bit bigger? Like, I really want to, I want you to reflect on these questions and ask yourself this. Am I being the best person I can be? Am I actually all in or am I all in, quote unquote, with one foot out the door? Do you have... you know, you're in this, but you also are setting yourself up for other jobs or other businesses in case this one doesn't work out or in case you fell in this one. Are you thinking of other things that you could do? Because if you are, now it's different. If you want to do a lot of things, that's different. I'm saying if you're doing it out of fear of because you think you're going to fail here, you're one foot out the door already. And I need you to take a step back and I need you to really look and see how would I be moving if I was all in and if I knew that I was going to win no matter what. That is who you need to be today. And that is who you need to be every day. This is who I am every day. I'm not afraid to fail. Like, I'm really not. I'm not afraid to look crazy. I'm not afraid of what people will think or say about me. I'm not afraid to launch a new offer in one day to the next. I'm not afraid to show up and no one show up to my live masterclass. I'm not afraid to go live and no one join me. I'm not afraid to launch an offer and no one join on the first day. I'm not afraid. I'm just not afraid because I know that the only way for me to really, really fail is to give up. Is for me to not show up and sell, for me to not give 110%. And someone really needs to hear this. And it doesn't matter the circumstances. And before, like, people want to sit there and maybe think, oh, well, it's easy for you to say, Bella, right? I have been this person since day one. I have been this person when I didn't have the money, when I didn't have the clients, when I didn't have the proof. I have been this person. And it's why I'm here today. Moment of silence for that. Like, mic drop. If I had a mic right now, I'd drop that shit. Like, an actual mic. I wish I had, like, a little microphone. I would walk around my house and record my podcast episodes. I feel like I should do that. So no matter what your circumstance is right now, that is who I want you to be. That is who I need you to be. And that is when things will change. Because here's the thing. Your thoughts influence your actions. which is exactly why you have the reality you have today, which is exactly why you have the results you have today. And if you don't love these results, like, I need you to really take a look at how you're speaking to yourself, because that reflects your actions that you take. And I'm not sitting here and saying, you know, your current reality is bad. You could be doing good, but you know you're ready to just blow it out of the waters. You know you're ready for more. You just know it and you can feel it. So if you are sitting there and you're like, yeah, Bella, I do. Like, I want more money. I want more clients. I want content to feel like me. I want content to feel simple. I want business to be simple. I want it to be exciting. Like, I'm just ready for more. You know it. I know it. So what I really need you to do is take a look at the way you're speaking to yourself. Take a look at your thoughts. If you want a different reality right now, your thoughts need to change first, so then your actions can next. When you start operating with an I win no matter what, everything changes. You move different. You invest different. You attract different. You just are. You just are. Because now you're starting to tell yourself things of, you know what, I'm going to do this because I'm not afraid to, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of no one showing up. I'm not afraid of no one buying. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. And so then your actions reflect that, because you know, and you can be this. You can know you're going to win no matter what. You can know that you're going to invest in that, do that investment, show up and sell and create content, all these things, because you know you're going to win anyways. And the only way for you to actually fail is to give up and not show up for the day. When you start operating with the I win no matter what, everything changes. You move different. I know I already said this, but I want to say it again because it's just so powerful. You move different, you invest different, you attract different. Okay, that's it for today's episode. This is exactly like you, this mentality, the way that I, not the way that so much of like, I do this, you need to do this too, but like this mentality that I take is exactly who my mastermind is for. I know there's other women out there who are listening to this, and maybe this hasn't been you in the past, but that's okay. You're ready to embrace this mentality yourself. You're just ready. You're sitting here and you're like, yes, I know I want this. I want to be all into. I know this is me. And you're looking for that guidance. And this is exactly who I created my 12-month mastermind for. You're ready to just no longer have the thoughts of why is it not happening for me yet, or why haven't I hit this income goal? You know, like you're ready to throw that. You're ready to move past that. So if that's you, come join us in the 12-month mastermind. I'm going to show you how to hit that income goal that you have, how to get to that place where business feels good, business is exciting to show up for, or maybe it is already exciting to show up for, but maybe it's with better offers that actually light your soul on fire, that gives you the spaciousness, that attracts the clients that you really deeply crave to support, not just anybody. That's what we're doing in the 12-month mastermind, okay? And I want you guys to DM me if you felt like I was speaking to you today, okay? I love you all so much, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace. Holy guacamole, that was epic. Am I gonna say that every single week? Abso-freaking-lutely. But either way, thank you a million for tuning into this week's episode of the CEO Hotline Podcast. I hope it gave you either massive amounts of clarity or the kick in the butt you didn't know you needed. Or maybe both, who knows? If you loved this episode, you know I'ma need all the tea. And you can let me know by tagging me over on Instagram at BizCoachBella, or just let me know by rating and reviewing the show. I would appreciate it so freaking much. And that's a wrap. I hope your day is filled with massive amounts of happiness, money, and baby cuddles. I'll see you next week. Peace.